We're going to begin tonight, though, in Eagle Pass, Texas, where razor wire remains all along the border there tonight.
Governor Abbott asserted the state's right to self-defense today along the southern border. He actually doubled down on what he's called an invasion, making it clear that National Guard troops will keep holding the line.
Jason Allen joining us, been working on this story through the night for us. So this is 2 days now, if we count, after the Supreme Court gave Border Patrol permission to cut or remove the razor wire that Texas installed at the border.
Right, but the court and the ongoing lawsuit didn't say anything about Texas not putting up more wire, so that is what Texas National Guard troops were doing today with the governor not backing down.
The governor of Texas is not backing down, and as it turns out, the troops who are securing the border aren't backing down either. We're now getting reports that Border Patrol forces are indeed prepared to disobey any orders coming from bumbling Biden, all in their ongoing mission to close the border and defend the territorial sovereignty of Texas and of the nation as a whole. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, in light of Big Tech's recent move to demonetize us, make sure to support the sponsor of this video, and that's the amazing Patriots over at Gold Co. Now, you may have heard about President Trump issuing a dire warning about America and the very thing we depend on to live, and that's the U.S. dollar. If Trump's warning comes true, this could be, in his words, bigger than losing any war. But if Trump's prediction is right, and of course he's been right about a lot of things, and we do lose our status as the world's reserve currency, just imagine how that could impact your retirement savings and your quality of life. So that's why you should take Trump's warning seriously by clicking on that link below and going to turleywarning.com right now, because there you'll see what thousands of Americans are doing right now to help protect their savings before it's too late. Plus, when you click on that link, you're going to love this. You'll even see how to get up to $10,000 in free silver to protect your savings. But don't wait. We may not have long if Trump's prophecy comes true. So hurry up, click on that link below right now, or go to turleywarning.com today.
So I was down there all day yesterday, first to let our troopers, our DPS troopers, and our soldiers know that we have their back because they have Texas back and America's back. We have fine young men and women down on the border protecting our border. In Shelby Park, let me give you an example. We put up the wire. We put up containers. And guess what? A few months ago, 3,000 were crossing a day, Maria. Today, zero. Zero yesterday when I left around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we know what we're doing in Texas works. For the Biden administration and Joe Biden and Mayorkas want to come in and cut the wire when we're having success makes no sense to anyone, even the rank and file Border Patrol on the border that we work very well with, Maria. It's just the politicos that he sends in to try to stir the pot. Look, they stood down. They said they're not going to cut the wire, and it's good news for them because they would have needed a lot of wire cutters because we have a whole lot of wire. And if they had snipped it and cut it, we would have replaced it right away. We're going to put wire down the entire border.
So that's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And as you just saw there, he did not mince words. Texas forces are going to hold the line, even if they were to allow Biden officials to come in and clip the razor wire and remove the reinforcements, effectively obstructing the sea of illegal migrants pouring across the border, even if Texas forces are just going to replace them as soon as they're done. Now, we have yet another indicator of just how determined Texas forces are to hold the line here. The Border Patrol Union, which is the largest union of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents, they just posted on X or Twitter a message in total and complete support of Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Operation Lone Star, which is the special operation Texas officials have launched to seal the border. It was a defiant message, and it suggests that rank-and-file Border Patrol agents are not going to comply with any Biden administration order that requires them to go against their fellow Texas law enforcement agents and National Guard, which is what a number of feckless, panicky Democrats want Joe Biden to do. The post reads, quote, rank and file Border Patrol agents are not going to start arresting Texas National Guard members for their following their lawful orders. That's fake news. Texas National Guard and rank-and-file Border Patrol agents work together and respect each other's jobs, period. If Texas National Guard members have lawful orders, then they have to carry out those orders. And the union makes their position absolutely clear here. Quote, rank-and-file Border Patrol agents appreciate and respect what Texas has been doing to defend their state in the midst of this catastrophe that the Biden administration has unleashed in America. And the Post made it absolutely clear that if they were given an order they deem unlawful, they will collectively disobey it. And now that is huge, this statement by Federal Border Patrol. Because as many of you know, more and more feckless Democrats are demanding that Biden actually federalize the National Guard. It's admittedly a radical move. It's seen as almost akin to something like martial law. But apparently, according to more and more panicked and obviously humiliated Democrats, Biden should nationalize Texas's National Guard, put the Guard under the command and control of the White House, and thereby undermine Texas Governor Greg Abbott's refusal to allow federal agents anywhere near the razor wire. Well, now, with this tweet from Border Patrol, the message that we're hearing from the southern border could not be clearer. Do not even think of doing that. If you think you're being embarrassed now, bumbling Biden, wait until you give such an order. And all of us, National Guard, border agents alike, we all tell you, Dementia Joe, to shove it. The message from Border Patrol is loud and clear, and it appears to be on behalf of all the forces involved right now at the southern border. We will not comply with your border lawlessness. Now, we talked about this on Friday's live stream, but don't forget, Texas has its own military. Right? A lot of people don't know that, but Texas actually has its own military. It's known as the Texas Military Department, the TMD, and there's no doubt that if the Biden administration were to discipline or fire agents from Border Patrol and the National Guard who disobeyed orders from Washington, there's no doubt where they'll end up. They'll virtually all end up in the TMD, the Texas Military Department. And the key here is that it's a military that can be deployed constitutionally only by the governor of Texas. It is barred constitutionally from being used by the president. It can only be deployed by the governor of Texas. And to make things even more interesting, the Texas military is now actively recruiting members to join the border mission Operation Lone Star from around the nation. So the TMD, the Texas Military Department, is now actively recruiting from around the nation. And we now have reports that that call to join is being answered by members of Patriot militias all across the country. Again, you can't make this stuff up, gang. There were now reports that volunteer Patriot militias from at least 27 states have begun traveling to Texas in support of Texas military's ongoing efforts at securing the border. So patriots across the nation are indeed answering the call by moving to Texas and joining up with the Texas military in direct opposition to the bumbling Biden administration's willful and deliberate abdication of their law enforcement responsibilities. It really is turning into a massive standoff at our southern border, and one that the lawless Biden administration already appears to have colossally lost. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. you've signed up for our free newsletter, and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.